The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
All right, Hugh Hewitt, welcome to the Rundown, which consists of the pre-rundown, the rundown, and the post-rundown, but all of it brought to you by ReliefFactor.com. $19.95 gets you started on ReliefFactor.com. I talk about it three times in my daily show, at the bottom of the first hour when I take it, and then in hours two and three when I remind you to take it, depending on when your commute begins, because ReliefFactor.com works. It's the only supplement I've taken in 30 years of broadcasting. I've declined every other opportunity to take a supplement. And I'll tell you why. Because ReliefFactor.com actually works. I carry in Curcumin Resveratrol Omega. Temporary relief for the relief of minor aches and pains. Temporary support for the relief of minor aches and pains. And you can't do better than that three-week starter pack, $19.95. With that in mind, let's get to the pre-rundown rundown. Time for the pre-show, 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 America. I say that because I'm a little blurry this morning. The Fetching Mrs. Hewitt went north to visit family. So you know what that means that I did.
Yes. It means you ate Cheetos and grilled cheese sandwiches.
I didn't get to the sandwiches part. I stayed with crackers. There's a new kind of cracker in the house. So I binge watched the first 3 hours of Breaking Bad season 5. And I'll try and get through the all of season 5 while she's gone for 4 days. You think that's possible?
With you, yes.
Yes. And so after the show today, I'll be watching Breaking Bad. Then this afternoon, I'll be watching Breaking Bad. And then tonight, I'll be watching Breaking Bad. And the thing about that is I always stay up too late, right? Normally, the Fetching Mrs. Hewitt brings down the iron hammer and says, you got to get up very early in the morning. And she cuts off my television habit. But when she's gone for 4 days, Breaking Bad comes back. So I did watch. I'm sure you've got Janet Yellen for me, right?
I do.
You have Janet Yellen on inflation. That's good. And I'm sure you've got Joe Biden. Lots of Joe Biden today, right?
No. Nobody
has. He was all over the place.
Nobody has Joe Biden because Joe Biden doesn't talk to anybody.
Come on. He was everywhere. Wasn't he on the weekend? You know,
nope.
Doing jogging for
nope.
10 miles.
Nope.
Come on.
Nope. Joe Biden.
How many Biden cuts do we have?
Zero.
Come on, the president of the United States doesn't
know. No, he's not. I gave you the president of the United States. I gave you Ron Klain.
He is the president in the first second.
That's the president of the United States.
President Klain, as we like to call him, was on MSNBC. I hear Ben in the background, so he came to work today, too. That's great. Did Harley come to work?
Yes, we have a full core today.
Oh, well, this is terrific. So we have a great show coming up, but I want to warn everyone, there is no Joe Biden because there is no Joe Biden.
No,
he's a hologram.
He is. They flash him in from the holodeck.
Have you seen what's happened to ratings?
Oh, yes.
Television ratings.
Oh,
not radio
yes.
ratings. People are still going to work and they're still listening to me. But television ratings are getting crushed.
Yes.
Because
especially news. Yes.
It's news. That's what I mean. Television. Not.
Nobody is
although
watching.
Although I got to ask you, who won anything at the Grammys last night? I could care less. I have no idea.
I know there's somebody that didn't. And whoever this person is that you or I have never heard of, because somebody didn't win a Grammy, apparently there is a watch out for Elton John to hit somebody.
What?
Elton John said before the Grammys, if this specific person doesn't win a Grammy, I'm going to hit somebody. Whoever this person is that I don't know and you don't know and nobody our age knows, because that person didn't win a Grammy, everybody's now looking for Elton John to go hit somebody.
All right. Well, the pre-show is coming up, America. Don't go anywhere. We got the rundown. And then we'll go on Joe Biden lookout. All right. Stay tuned. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you this. There has never been a more important time to protect your digital rights. That's why I and thousands of my patriotic listeners choose to secure our online data by using ExpressVPN. Do you believe that a VPN isn't for you because you can use the internet just fine without one? Anytime you go online, my friends, your internet service provider can see every site you are visiting. You think that VPNs are complex and only for tech experts? No, they're not. Trust me. With ExpressVPN, you launch the app, tap one button to protect yourself, and it's done. It's that simple. I trust ExpressVPN to protect my online data because they're rated number one by CNET and Wired, and they stand for my values. So now is the time for you to take a stance. Take back your privacy at expressvpn.com/Hewitt. You get 3 extra months for on a 1-year package. That's expressvpn.com/Hewitt to get 3 extra months free. Visit expressvpn.com/Hewitt right now.
Hey, America. Bonjour. Hi, Canada. Greetings. I'm Hugh Hewitt, and a special good morning to everyone in Denver. I don't even know if our KNUS staff is going to be able to get to KNUS today. They have had the 4th largest snowstorm in the history of Denver yesterday and last night and this morning. More than 2 feet of snow in the Denver area. So we've got thousands of people without power, other folks in their vehicles. Roadways are shut. Of course, schools and government are closed today. But 24 inches in a day as of 6 p.m. last night. Who knows what it is this morning? If you go over to denverpost.com, you'll see that in 1913, they had their biggest storm ever, which was more than 45 inches of snow. And then in 2003, only 18 years ago, they had 31 inches of snow. 1946, 30 inches of snow. And this weekend, 27 inches of snow. So our friends in Denver, I know you're listening as the snow gently falls around your ears. Good morning to you. That's a lot of snow. And I say that as someone who, if you don't grow up on the shores of Lake Erie or anywhere in the snow effect lands, from Cleveland to Buffalo, you actually don't know snow. My year in Colorado taught me that they often pretend like the people in Minnesota to have snow, but they really got snow. So that's the number one story. We also want to make sure we say goodbye to Drew Brees before I turn to the dreary news. What a class act. What a great quarterback. What a wonderful man. 20 years. He retired yesterday at the age of 43. All right, 2 major stories, news stories. Denver's a local story. Drew Brees is a happy story. What a career. We have a nightmare at the border. As day follows night, so a border crisis follows Democrats. Instead of finishing the wall and maintaining the messaging, Ollie Ollie in free, we've got migrants walking to the border wearing Biden Let Me In t-shirts. And the consequences have been extraordinary. And I mean extraordinary. The number of unaccompanied migrant children in custody went up 25% in 1 week. 1 week, it went up 25%. That means there are 4,276 children in custody right now at the border, up from 3,400 the week before. It's the sort of surge last seen in 2018 and 19 that Trump put it into with agreements with Mexico. And the overcrowding, the centers in the Rio Grande Valley are at 363% capacity. 363% capacity. It's going to get worse before it gets better. Have you seen anything about that story? Probably not. Probably not. If it was Trump, you know what would be going on. I keep handy for days like this the Gallup poll at the end of the year, the Gallup poll which showed most Americans who are center-right just don't trust the media at all, and that's because the media doesn't cover stories like this. Well, let me bring you some border clips right away. This is from Ron Klain, who is, in fact, the president of the United States, I think. Ron is, you don't see much of President Biden. When you do, you see him for about 5 minutes. Then he heads upstairs to the residence. Ron Klain was on MSNBC yesterday, cut number 4.
Of course it's an outrage and it's unacceptable. We inherited a government that had allowed the number of beds to safely and humanely house these children, administered by the Department of Health and Human Services, the Office of Refugee Resettlement, had allowed it to shrink to a record low number. So now we have children arriving at these border patrol stations and no facilities, no safe, legally licensed facilities with legally licensed staff to house the children. And so we are working night and day to increase that capacity that had been allowed to shrink, to create enough safe beds for the children, to create places where they can stay until we can reunite them with relatives here in the U.S. or with safe sponsors for them to stay permanently in the U.S. until they have their asylum hearings. So we're working very, very hard on this problem. We inherited a real lack of capacity. It's hard to ramp up that capacity. You can't just take children and put them in a hotel room. They need to be in a place where they are safely protected. They need to be a place with staff. Mm-hmm. The staff needs to be trained. The staff needs to be licensed. You know, these are very challenging needs that we are rapidly moving to accelerate. But there's no question at this point in time,
understood,
we have too many children in these border patrol stations.
Yeah, and that's because of the messaging from Team Biden. It's not because they were left. They were fine. There was not this surge under Trump because the messaging deterred people from coming north. The messaging now says, come on north. Greg Abbott on Fox with Maria Bartiromo laid it out. Cut number eight.
Two things, Maria. One is the dramatic increase in the influx of people coming across the border. Remember this, as you were kind of pointing out, it's the Biden open border policies that are inviting even more illegal immigration and actually have created this humanitarian crisis. As you know, I went down to the border this past week and I met with Border Patrol officers. And here's what they told me. The Border Patrol officers themselves told me that they informed the Biden administration that because of the policy changes, it was going to lead to this massive surge that we are just now beginning to see, knowing that it's going to be getting far worse in the coming months. They also said that the reason for the change, the reason for the increase in the influx is because of the policy change by the Biden administration. More importantly, though, Maria, is this challenge. And that is the Border Patrol officers told me that the Biden administration policies, they are enriching and they are empowering the drug cartels in Mexico who make money off of the people that they assist in smuggling them into the state of Texas. The cartels make money off of these migrants that you and your viewers see on TV. They also told me about the escalating numbers of the people coming across the borders.
Look, this is going to go on and on. I'll update you every day. It's sort of like the COVID numbers, only the reverse. The COVID numbers are great. Numbers of vaccines, there have been 135 million vaccines delivered in the United States. And we've got 21% of the population now with at least one jab, 11% two jabs, fully vaccinated. That's 35% of the population that's greater than 65 years of age. 63% of the population greater than 65 years of age have had at least one jab. So that's the good news. Other good news, thousands of you have stepped forward to help food for the poor. Thousands. Thank you. We need a lot more. All of you are about to get a $1,400 check, or you have more than $150,000 a year in income. So I would really like everybody in this audience, look, I had 6 million people listen to me every week. I would love to get, I've got tens of thousands of donations. I'd love to have hundreds of thousands, even millions of donations. You're about to get $1,400 if you're an ordinary American, if you're not in the top 20% of America, if you're in the 80% of America, you'll be getting $1,400. Can you spare 140 of your 1,400? That's a tithe. Maybe that's a lot. Maybe you've never given $140 before. But if you're well off and you're thinking about it, please consider what's going on in one of the countries that is served by food for the poor. Just one, Honduras. I've been focused on Honduras because the virus has had the worst effect there. Listen to Linda, who works with Food for the Poor in Honduras.
When you see the hunger, when you see the need, you go out on the field, even if they haven't eaten for 1 or 2 days. It just makes us real, real sad. The more we do, the more we see the need. The more places we go, the more we find people starving. The more we see children are eating the leaves from the trees.
It is indeed a famine, and you can help by going to HughHewitt.com. Go to the very top, find the banner. You'll see it says give the gift of food, food for the poor, or call 855-359-4673. That's 855-359-HOPE. But look, you're about to get a check. Can you share the wealth? I'll be right back on the Hugh Hewitt Show. The fact is, the internet never forgets. There has never been a more important time to protect your internet activity, your digital data. That's why I urge you to get ExpressVPN. Everything you search for, watch, or click online can be tracked back to you by big tech companies, and they do it. They match your activity to your true identity using your device's unique IP address. That's why you need to switch, and I switched, to ExpressVPN. On your computer, on your phone, every IP address is masked by a secure VPN server, which makes it harder for websites to identify me. Plus, you can use ExpressVPN on up to 5 devices simultaneously. That's why they're rated the number one VPN by CNET and Wired. So stop handing over your data to big tech companies. Go with the VPN I trust for online protection. Visit expressvpn.com/Hewitt to get 3 months free on a 1-year package. That's expressvpn.com/Hewitt to get 3 extra months for free. Go to expressvpn.com/Hewitt right now to learn more. Welcome back, America. The Rundown continues. Just got a DM from my favorite listener. Now, look, that excludes family, of course. My favorite listener is the Fetching Mrs. Hewitt. My second favorite listener is Coach Urban Meyer, son of Ashtabula, Buckeye proud, down in Jacksonville, found me at 100.3, sent me a note. So, Coach, you got the most cap space in the NFL. You got the number one pick. I am going to love seeing a son of Ashtabula teach the NFL how it's done. Now, if they ever take the field against the Browns, that will be unfortunate because the Browns will win. But we now have a second NFL franchise that I care about, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Coach on, Coach Myers. I always love telling people, we got the smartest people in the world listening to the Hugh Hewitt Show. And that begins with Urban Meyer, who is just a gifted intellect and inspiring guy. Let me tell you about a non-inspiring guy, Andrew Cuomo. Now, let's begin, if we can, with his Friday phone presser. Because you probably didn't see this because the media is covering up for Chris Cuomo. The New York Times, Shane Goldmacher, ran a great story about him this weekend. Shane is one of the finest reporters in America. And this represents a turn for the time. Now, how many of you think it's been well known that Andrew Cuomo is a serial abuser of women? How many of you people think that the media knew and didn't tell us? That's me. It's like Harvey Weinstein. Everyone in town knew except me. But then again, I'm not really part of the Hollywood crowd. But when I lived in California, no one told me. But everybody knew. Everybody knew. And now in New York and in Albany, where I don't think I've ever set foot in Albany, everybody knew. Everybody knew in New York. Everybody knew, and nobody told us when he was, the hero, because they were anti-Trump. That's why the media is not to be trusted. So Andrew Cuomo did a, quote, phone presser Friday. Cut number one.
We'll take your questions. As I have said before, and I firmly believe, and my administration is always represented, women have a right to come forward and be heard, and I encourage that fully. But I also want to be clear. There is still a question of the truth. I did not do what has been alleged, period.
Okay. You want to believe that? Then he goes on to talk about cancel culture. Honestly, this is irony with a capital I. Cut number two.
Concepts. Politicians who don't know a single fact, but yet form a conclusion and an opinion, are, in my opinion, reckless and dangerous. The people of New York should not have confidence in a politician who takes a position without knowing any facts or substance. That, my friends, is politics at its worst. Politicians take positions for all sorts of reasons, including political expediency and bowing to pressure. But people know the difference between playing politics, bowing to cancel culture, and the truth. People know the difference between playing politics, bowing to cancel culture, and the truth.
So let me tell you something. Andrew Cuomo is speaking in a cadence designed to absorb the amount of time necessary to soak up so that it appears he's at a press conference. This isn't cancel culture. This is Al Franken. This is Harvey Weinstein. This is always, always, always about abusive men. And the role of Fetching Mrs. Hewitt has, if there's one, there might be two. And if there are two, there are 10. That's her rule. So we've still got a bunch of people who want no part of this. I'm quite sure we got 6 allegations against Andrew Cuomo. I'm quite sure there are more, and the women are afraid because this guy's an enforcer. Indeed, he had his vaccine czar out calling around. You got a nice vaccine supply there. It'd be a terrible thing if something happened to it. That was the implication. When the vaccine czar calls you up and says, please support the governor. That's the implication. Meanwhile, he has the audacity to say this, cut number 3.
And the truth. Let the review proceed. I'm not going to resign. I was not elected by the politicians. I was elected by the people. Part of this is that I am not part of the political club. And you know what?
Stop. I am not part of the political club. Now, I like Chris Cuomo a lot. I've always gotten along well with Chris on the air. I think he does a fine job for, you know, he's a liberal, but that's okay. Grew up with Mario as your dad, you're going to be a liberal. Andrew is your brother, you're going to be a liberal. That's fine. He's always been perfectly nice to me. But of course, the definition of being part of the political club is when your brother runs a show on CNN and he brings you on during the crisis that is killing thousands of people in senior citizens' retirement facilities because of your choice and not asking him, instead yucking up about who likes mom better and who mom liked better. That is the definition of political club. Now, let's to be clear, nobody's left on his side. Nobody. Here's a former governor from the region, Chris Christie, our friend Chris, on with George Stephanopoulos yesterday, cut number 5.
George, look, I can't be a hypocrite on this. I sat here for years when Democrats were demanding things of President Trump before investigations were completed. And I would say, wait, we've got to let the investigation go forward. Let's hear all the facts and then let's make a decision. Well, if I'm going to sit there and say that about Donald Trump, which I did, then I have to say exactly the same thing about Andrew Cuomo if I'm going to be consistent. We have an independent attorney general, independently elected attorney general in New York, who says she's conducting an investigation that's brought in 2 independent people outside her own office. One, a very well-respected former, you know, acting U.S. attorney in the Southern District. Let them do the investigation. If, in fact, what Secretary Shalala says is correct and it's proven out by the investigation, then action will have to be taken. But I think that the same way I felt like Donald Trump deserved to let the facts be heard, I think Andrew Cuomo has to deserve exactly the same thing. And if I said something different, then we'd just be playing the same polarizing politics we've been playing in this country. If it's right for the Republicans, it's right for a Democrat.
Now, Chris Christie is being very generous there with a New York governor. He was a New Jersey governor. But he knows very well these are very different subjects. The Mueller investigation was fraudulently framed and wrongfully begun and had nothing to do with the truth and was based on the Steele dossier, which was cooked up by a bunch of anti-Trump extremists and then fed to the FBI that hung on to it and ran with it. And Comey attempted to make it a thing. They tried to get the president, the former president, from day one. This is a Me Too scandal on top of a documented death rate inside the nursing homes, which is attributable to an Andrew Cuomo order. So the real take comes from Chuck Schumer, leader of the Democrats in the Senate, senator from New York, who's known Andrew Cuomo for as long as he's been governor and when he was Housing and Urban Development Secretary. Here is Chuck Schumer with Jonathan Capehart on MSNBC, where all Democrats go to make sure it's a softball. Cut number six.
Well, here's the bottom line, Jonathan. This is an awful crisis in New York and elsewhere, and we need sure and steady leadership. Now, I salute the brave women who came forward with serious allegations of misconduct, of abuse, and there are multiple serious, credible allegations of abuse, so that Governor Cuomo has lost the confidence of his governing partners and of so many New Yorkers. So for the good of the state, he should resign.
And at what point, who in the congressional delegation or in the New York state delegation, who is the person with the stature, someone that Governor Cuomo will listen to, who, as the New York Times has on its front page today, is someone who holds himself in very high regard?
Look, I'm not going to speculate on the future. He should resign. He should resign.
Now, what Jonathan ought to have asked is, which of the allegations do you find credible? And then he should have asked, do you know the names of any of the allegers? What is he alleged to have done? Why do you think he should have resigned? They've just come to the conclusion he's got to go because it's getting in the way of their story, which is a $2 trillion rollout. And indeed he is. He's standing in the way of their story, and everybody is watching. Joe Biden could have him gone today if he came out and said, we're not sending any of this money to New York while you have an abuser in the State House in Albany. We're just not going to send it. And New York, I'm sorry, but we can't trust your governor to spend it well when he's under this kind of investigation. Now, I know you're going to get the county clerk of Erie. And I believe she was probably a great county clerk. Don't get me wrong. She had a cup of coffee in Congress once for a year and a half or something like that. But other than that, she'd been the county clerk of Erie and the lieutenant governor for 5 years, and lieutenant governors don't have a job. But really, Andrew Cuomo, get out. Six women is five too many. Some people have an affair, and you can decide whether or not to forgive them if they don't lie about it under oath. That's up to the spouse and the public. This is a serial molester. That's what we've got here, a serial abuser of women, a bully in the nth degree, the culture of fear. Shane just nailed it. I'm just telling you right now, Joe Biden could end it today, and he's choosing not to. It's a Biden-Cuomo scandal now, because Joe Biden is looking out for his friends. If he knew you back when he was really on his toes, oh, I remember Andrew. I remember him. He's a pretty good guy. What's he done? I don't really know about that. There, honestly, the Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris, was very eager in the Me Too movement. She's gone silent as well. Where is Kamala? They're going to be out on the road, quote, selling their stimulus plan. More on that after the start of next hour. But in the meantime, Cuomo should be gone. And he's not, and you're not seeing it wall to wall, because he's a Democrat.